In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
And welcome to our episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on June 23rd, 2016. Oh. This is the official podcast of For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State.
How long have you been recording?
SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for From the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is the manager of the website, Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How long have you been recording?
22 seconds.
22 seconds? So when we were talking about Jack Forsythe coming back from the dead. Oh, okay. How's it going, buddy?
Cardboard boxes and toilet seats.
Awesome.
This is going to be our last show until August. Ethan, please explain why.
We're just going to take a break for a little bit.
That wasn't descriptive.
You know, I've got job stuff and classes. You've got... You're a high schooler. I don't know what you do. But, you know, just with the off season, we're going to take a little bit of a break. You can catch our P&Ps on the site. We're going to expand it a little bit, get some more people involved. Still go pretty in-depth there. So, you know, it just doesn't hurt to take a little bit of a break. Our quality hasn't been as good lately.
I know. We haven't been very quality, but we've been quality.
Kind of like mediocre quality.
Hashtag mediocre quality.
Hashtags. So yeah, that's just short break for 3, 4, 5 weeks, something like that. So, yay. Everybody needs a vacation. This is our vacation. Even though we're still going to be around.
So knowing that we're going to be doing P&Ps, let's just not even talk about Florida.
Okay. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to answer questions. Since
we have a lot of questions.
Today's entire show is just questions, everyone, so deal with it.
Deal with it.
So, let's check in on the scores. Mr. V, 29. Lewis, 25. It's the ninth inning.
Where's Corbin?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Oh, yeah, Corbin's at 25. Mr. V never included him on the list.
That's fantastic.
So, Corbin, you're eliminated.
Oh.
It's the final countdown.
Oh my gosh, there are so many questions. There's so many questions, dude.
Our first questions. Is from Lewis. Lewis has the first questions of the day. He gets a run. 29-26 in favor of Mr. V. First question, Lewis asks, my bulldog has a lot of allergies. Does yours as well, Daniel? Not that I know of.
Why don't you know of your dog's allergies?
Because that's my mom's problem.
I'll tell you this. My parents' border collie?
Did he ask you? He put my name and my name only.
My parents' border collie, Zoe.
My wife says she's allergic to grass. Can't tell who snores louder, me or the dog. Is yours a loud snorer, Daniel? Yes. It's another question for me, by the way.
Okay.
So number three is for both of us. I have more followers than Mr. V. Is this worthy of a run? That's worthy of 5 runs, Lewis. 5.
Wait. 502, let's fact check this. Yeah, that's true.
5 runs. 31-29, Lewis leads. Why does For Whom the Cowbell Tolls seem to be better since Ethan took over as manager? By the way, the ninth inning has a new rule. I can take away runs. Lewis has lost 8 runs because of that question.
Hey, and you want to know something? I give him 21.
Well, you don't give him runs.
It doesn't matter. I gave him 21.
Well, those 21 runs. Those are imaginative.
That's a net. That's a net of 13 runs.
That's an imaginative run.
It's a net of 13 runs.
Okay, so that means he's had 13 runs today.
He added 13 runs
from his original score. So the
25.
Score is currently 38-29 Lewis.
Yep.
Is there a beef with Justin Sutton over this?
Oh, with me being the managing editor?
Yes.
Not that I know of. My understanding is, you know, he wanted to spend more time with his family, spend more time with his son, focus more on work. He's still writing. I think he's writing more lately than he has been for a little while. And he's just enjoying it, last I checked. So, and it's cool to work with him. Yeah. I don't think there's a beef at all. Do you think there's a beef?
Where's the beef?
What's in the box?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Next up, I called about marriage counseling, but it is too expensive. Should I just ask Mr. V for advice?
I don't see why that's, you know, it's not a bad idea.
Lewis asks for marriage counseling. That's a run for him. 39-29 in favor of Lewis.
This is the highest scoring baseball game ever.
My wife said that if I said anything else about her, then she would shove me in a wood chipper. Should I be scared? Is that humanly possible to be shoved? Can you fit into a wood chipper?
It happens.
Like, can people fit into wood chippers?
People die by falling into wood chippers fairly frequently.
Wow. Mr. V now has questions. He has 15 of them, and I know that Lewis asked a bunch of questions after that, but I don't have a list.
We're not counting that.
So
that
Mr. V gets 12 runs. The score 12. Is 41-39, Mr.
Uh-huh.
V.
Okay. Cool.
Number one, what are your thoughts on Athlon Sports ranking Dan Mullen as a top 20 coach nationally?
I think it's about right. With the job that he's done at Mississippi State, with how hard it is to win in Starkville, that seems right to me. I think I'd probably put him about fourth in the SEC, which is what he was, but I don't know that I'd put him behind Burt.
I think they're just really shoving what he did at Wisconsin down our throats.
See, I don't understand why Les Miles isn't higher.
He was like, what, 35?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
What is that, sixth or seventh in the SEC?
Yeah, and that is just absurd.
Yeah, it is absurd.
Number two. Especially if they have the kind of season that we think they will this year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Number two, what are your thoughts on the five sports, football, women's basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer, setting attendance records?
I'm kind of surprised that soccer's on that list, to be completely honest.
Who watches soccer?
I mean, there's not that much coverage for it. It doesn't have the greatest record in the world, and the facilities just aren't that spectacular in a season, like at the time of year it is. Just doesn't make sense, I guess. But it is cool to see that the non-revenue sports are also getting the attention that more, you know, various student athletes are getting more attention. So I love that. I'm really excited to see softball's on the list, that soccer's on the list, women's basketball is on the list, because it shows that certain schools in the state of Mississippi actually care about more than just the big three.
Is that a subtweet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll go ahead and add Ole Miss, because Ole Miss fans don't care about outside of the big three.
And I mean, I'm just saying on soccer, I mean, the players.
Moving on.
Number three, how many days until MSU football kickoffs?
Well, there will be several kickoffs on that first game.
But that's just state. But MSU football kickoffs. So he's excluding everything but the kickoffs. So it's only kickoffs.
Hey, we might win that game. We might win a game of
with
kickoffs.
With how our special teams have been the last couple of years? No.
You never know.
No, we'd beat Alabama.
Oh, that's the only way we'd beat Alabama.
He says 72.5 as you record, 71% as we listen.
71% or 71.5?
He said, oh, that's I thought that was a percentage. That's a run for Lewis for making it hard to read. 41-40, Mr. V.
Who was your favorite player to wear either 71 or 72? let me go to the roster.
I'm just going to look up Mississippi State 70, Mississippi State number 72 or 71-2. I don't know.
Oh, I clicked on schedule on that roster.
You're garbage.
Garbage. We don't.
Cole Carter is number 71.
We have a 69, we have a 72, but there's no 71.
What did you just say?
I'm going to go with Ronald Cochran.
Repeat what you just 72. Said earlier. We have a what?
We have Ronald Cochran.
No, no. You said we have, and then you said a number.
I'm going to get Ronald Cochran's jersey.
You said 69. Nice. By the way, when I looked up Mississippi State number 71, guess what the third thing that popped up was?
What?
For whom the podcast tolls number 71.
Brilliant.
We're getting to brilliant. This. That's my favorite number 71.
Okay.
Number 5. Does anyone know what the score really is? Yes. You don't pay attention, so 5 runs for Lewis. 45-41 Lewis. That's the score. Number 6. How can Corbin just jump in the contest at this late juncture? 45 runs for Lewis. I meant not Lewis, Corbin. 45 runs for Corbin. But he also loses 46, so that's -1.
Oh.
Number 7. If whining and sucking up gets you runs, is it really a victory? Yes. So, yes. Number 8. You guys are great. Where's my run? Here it is. 45-42.
you guys are good.
Good. That's incorrect grammar. Run for Lewis. 46-42. You guys are smart. Where's my run? Here it is. 46-43 in favor of Lewis.
He
said your guys this entire time. That's for your guys, which is incorrect grammar. So 4 runs for Lewis. 50-43, Lewis.
Ouch.
Number 11. Your guys understand if you want something, you work for it. Where's my run? I'll give you a run. 50-44, Lewis. My dog's an American bulldog. Where's my run? America plus bulldog equals 10 runs. 54-50 in favor of Mr. V. Actually, I should give him 1776 runs because of America, but that's kind of a lot, so I'm not going to do that.
Number 13.
You guys have the look for podcasts.
Not even like a face for radio, but the look for podcasts. Ouch.
Lewis gets 50 runs.
Ouch.
100-54, Lewis. And to think that Mr. V had like a 12-run lead in the 7th inning. Number 14. I think the scoring got out of hand on the last show. Where's my run? You get 50 runs, 104-100 in favor of Mr. V.
This last question is going to be a good one, actually.
The last and 15th question. Were there ever be another to reach the level of number 15? Jake Mangum currently wears the number 15.
And, you know, I would not be surprised if Jake Mangum becomes baseball's equivalent of Dak Prescott.
And he's, yeah. You both get 15 runs.
Thank you. I get 15 runs?
I was talking about Lewis and Mr.
V. I want 15 runs.
119-115 in favor of Mr. V.
But yeah, no. I don't think there will ever be, because I've written this before, that I don't think there will ever be another Dak Prescott, because there can never be another Dak Prescott. What he did was just unheard of at Mississippi State. So
he broke some records, and he lost 2 Egg Bowls. That's not unheard of at Mississippi State. Am but I what saying I'm he's saying... a bad player? No. Am I saying that there should be another Dak Prescott in terms of the face of the program? I'd certainly think so, and or hope so. Not making that as a demeaning comment toward Dak Prescott or bringing him down. I think what Dak Prescott did for the university is absolutely fantastic, and we'll never be able to repay him for it, but I think there could be another one.
But I don't think there will be anyone who can do it quite like Dak did, with the supporting cast around him not being as spectacular as, say, some of the others who put their names up that high in SEC record books.
That's I'm just... Lewis.
You're an awful human being. You hate Dak Prescott.
I never said I did.
You are the scum of the earth.
I just want to get to the game.
What? What? Okay.
Lewis doesn't ask a question. He just makes a statement. He's forcing me to get a run. To give him a run. Like, look at his...
Walking the dog equal run.
He's forcing me to do that. That's a cute dog, so you get a run for that.
Does he lose a run for forcing you to give him a run?
Yes, so no runs for you.
No runs for you!
119-115, Mr. V. Fried chicken or grilled chicken? Fried.
Smoked chicken.
Oh, God, you're stupid.
You're just stupid.
Well, there will the be a trophy presentation? Mr. V gets a run because that doesn't make sense. 120-115, Mr. V.
No, there will not be a trophy presentation because we don't have trophies.
Corbin says bulldog equals run. Stop forcing me to. You're already out of the contest, Corbin.
Mostly because he cropped Jake Mangum out of his picture. Who you does that?
You lose 15 runs. No, you lose 409 runs, which was his average.
There you go. No, I thought it was 408.
Was it?
Yeah, well,
then you lose 408 runs.
There you go.
Daniel,
shouldn't it be 0.408 runs?
That's too mathematically hard.
But it's just mathematically accurate.
Lewis, Daniel's a Breaking Bad fan. Are you a Better Call Saul fan? I never got into it, and I probably will once it gets on Netflix. And I hope that when the series ends, I'll probably get into it because I don't really want to, want to have it all there.
Makes sense.
Corbin, stop forcing me to give you runs. Oh, I never gave Mr. V a run for graphics. 121-115. What is Ethan majoring in, and what does Daniel plan to major in, Ethan?
I'm majoring in natural resource and environmental conservation with a concentration on natural resource technologies, and I'm going to get a geospatial certification.
Can you just crop that down to like three words?
Hippie stuff.
That's two.
With science.
That's four.
I don't care.
I told you three, and you gave me answers that were just different than both of the three.
So what are you planning to major in?
Ethan, does Mississippi State have some kind of journalism major?
Yeah, we have a communications thing. Let me check.
Is that did that actually answer my question?
Mississippi State majors. Oh, you don't want graduate school.
Well, no.
Why did it go to graduate school? Undergraduate. This is not helping.
Mr. V gets a run for long answer to question.
Colleges and degree
programs. 122-115.
Why did this suddenly get so difficult? Let's check the arts and sciences. Where the it doesn't have. I can't find the degree
next.
List.
Who is
where's the, that degree
Lewis,
list?
Lewis asks, "Who is the leader of the MSU Mafia?" Steve Robertson, right?
I have no clue, honestly.
I'd say Steve Robertson.
Let's go with Steve Robertson.
Next up, I can only afford one, so should I buy season tickets for football, basketball, or baseball? Run for Lewis for being smart with his money.
I would go basketball.
122-116 is the score.
I would probably go basketball.
I'd go baseball.
You go baseball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most hated Ole Miss fan on Twitter. Run for Mr. V for Lewis calling Ole Miss TSUN. Run for Lewis for hating Ole Miss.
Fair.
23-117, Mr. V. Most hated Ole Miss fan on Twitter.
Can we just group them all together?
I'm trying to think
I mean, that's kind of a cop-out. The ones that tweet recruits.
So, Smoke3x.
I don't know who that is, sure.
Look him up, you'll know who he is.
I'll look him up after I figure out if we have journalism or
who
not.
Who cares? Just look it up. You're not going to look it up, aren't you?
No.
Corbin asks questions.
If
Daniel were to quit...
Okay, yep, we have communication major with a journalism concentration.
Well, then that's the answer.
Yay.
From Corbin, if Daniel were to quit the show, Ethan, would you find someone new? Why are you asking if I quit the show?
What if I quit the show?
I know. I mean, why does he choose me?
Okay, so if I were to quit
Corbin,
the show...
Corbin, you lose 80,000 runs.
Okay, if I were to quit the show, would you do it on your own, or would you find someone to replace me?
I wouldn't do it, because you're irreplaceable, Ethan.
Thank you. But no, let's
kidding.
Get
I'd find someone, because you're garbage.
Thank you. I'd probably... You produce the show, so it'd be harder to replace you.
Yeah.
But I could learn to do it.
It wouldn't be as good, because you know me.
Yeah, well, okay.
Next up, the baseball team was good this year. Do you...
Keep reading.
I'm laughing because that was just a fantastic opening line. The baseball team was good this year.
I mean, I definitely agree they were good this year.
Do you think we will ever see a year like 2015 again? I hope not.
Oh.
What does
did
this,
he mean,
what does this
did
year...
He, did he mean 2016?
I mean... It makes sense. I mean, if he... Because they were both pretty unique years.
So, I mean, I guess I could logically follow it with 2014 wasn't a bad year. It was all right.
What?
I mean,
2014?
And then going to 15 was awful. So this year was pretty good. Are we going to go back to awful?
If you remember 2014...
I mean, it wasn't great.
We should have hosted...
We should have hosted.
Because we had an 18-12 conference record. We finished, I think, second in the West, so we had a very solid conference here. We couldn't do a thing in non-conference.
Yeah. So if you're going from the logic of, you know, we had a crap, or we had a decent year, and then we go to crap, I hope we never see 2015 again. You know, we have a pretty talented group of guys going into next year. Yeah, they're going to be younger. Yeah, they don't have the same amount of experience, but... To some extent, they've all played.
Well, I'll say this, Ethan.
And Cole Gordon is the only projected starter that hasn't really played.
Although he may not be a projected starter.
He's still Cole Gordon. He still has the mullet.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised if Cole Gordon ends up pitching. And they put Jack Kruger at first. Because apparently Jack Kruger can play first base, and that would ultimately put Eli Marrero behind the plate. And knowing that, you know, Eli Marrero sort of has this hype and this, you know, build-up that, you know, he has a really good bat, and he was a very good catcher this year.
Yeah.
That we should expect him to start actually produce at the... We should expect him to start producing at the plate, knowing his potential. So with that being said, that would have Marrero and Kruger in the same lineup. And so pretty much our lineup would be Marrero, Kruger, Hunter Stovall, Jake Mangum, Brent Rooker, Cody Brown, possibly. I don't know about any possible outfielders other than him.
Yeah. Well, Mangum.
I said Mangum.
You said you don't.
I said Mangum, Rooker, Brown.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Ryan Gridley. Who's third baseman? Luke Alexander's having surgery, and he's not playing summer ball, so who knows if he's going to start. A question at third, and then a question at DH. And DH is normally something we can fill pretty easily. We're just going to have to see what happens at third. And I'm just guessing. Yeah. If I would have to guess, it's either Luke Alexander or one of the signees. So, you know pretty much all of those names.
Yeah. I mean, they've all played.
The biggest question mark is pitching. Which we can assume will improve, knowing that there's just absolute pure raw talent coming in with arguably an even better pitching coach than Wes Johnson. So,
and a guy that's already familiar with John Cohen, has worked with them previously.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm not too concerned about it.
I don't think we'll be a national seed or anything, but I think we could have a very legitimate shot at hosting.
I mean, we've talked about this before, where I think we're, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 wins off of what we were last year, simply because of the lack of experience, the lack of starts. But that's still hosting, not as a national seed, but just hosting, more than likely.
Yeah.
So.
All right. How many games will we win this football season? Let's not include a bowl game, regular season. I'm curious to what you know, because in the middle of last year, you said 10.
I said best case is 10.
Okay, what do you think? If you say 9, I'll throw up.
Yeah, no, just with the way this offseason has gone,
just,
the way...
Just say your answer.
It feels that Mullen is detached.
You don't need to explain it, just say your answer. Mullen was detached after the Egg Bowl, just say your answer.
Yeah, 8 feels like best case.
7.
I think 7... 6 or 7 just feels, and I hate to say that just because, you know, I know that there's potential there, but it just doesn't feel as it has in the past.
This
I don't know what's going on, but
this team reminds me a lot of 2013, where
yeah,
you can pretty much go anywhere, except it's going to be better than 2013 because at this point Mullen pretty much has a consistency of 7 to 8 wins at this point. But this is a season where really we could go anywhere from about 5-7 to 8-4. Maybe even 9-3 if you really want to be optimistic.
The only way we could go 9-3 is if, you know, A&M really does not improve at all, if they continue their collapse.
I mean, I will say that 9-3, more than the most likely scenario for 9-3 is just losses to Auburn, Ole Miss, and LSU. Or sorry, not Auburn, Alabama, Ole Miss, and LSU.
Which is
feasible. Fair prediction, but I think like Auburn and A&M would be better than that.
I don't expect A&M to be better than that. I don't expect Auburn to really be any better than what they were last year.
I don't think A&M will be as bad as people are predicting them to be. I think Auburn will be the worst case. I think Auburn will... Auburn and Arkansas will be fighting for last place in the West.
Yeah. I think A&M's a notch above them, but I'm just not sure how big of a notch. But I just don't see those three really contending at much of a level. So, but again, I think we'll drop one of the games to them.
Yeah. Let's say, still from Corbin, let's say I'm looking for a good thing to do over the summer. What would you two recommend? Golf.
Frisbee.
Netflix.
Golf
and kayaking. Netflix.
Kayaking.
Netflix and chill.
Don't Netflix and chill.
I've ran out.
Whatever, he's out of questions.
I've ran out of questions. How y'all been?
I've been all right. Tired. Out of work.
I've been the same, minus the work part.
Yeah.
All right.
Bunt Murphy.
That's not a question.
It's totally a question.
Lewis, while walking the dog, who do you think was breathing more heavily, me or the dog? Good grammar. 120 run for Lewis. 123 to 118, Mr. V.
I'm going to go with the dog, because Bulldogs don't exactly strike me as...
It's particularly in the heat.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the dog.
Next up, my Bulldog is only 8 months old, and I have already spent more money on vet bills than I would pay...
Than what I paid
for her. Is this a bad sign? No, I think... I mean, it's probably the same for a child, right? Except, I mean, I guess adopted child.
Bulldogs are...
expensive.
Yeah, Bulldogs are expensive at the vet anyway. I would just keep her inside as much as possible.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
It is summertime in Mississippi enough to make someone believe in global warming? The answer is Al Gore. Al Gore says he invented the internet. He did not. Tim Berners-Lee did, so no.
See, but I have science on my side, and we're just not going to go into that discussion.
This question, recruiting. Is there a problem at Starkville High? Ethan, you have a theory on the fact that Willie Gay and A.J. Brown, two four-stars out of Starkville High, Starkville, Mississippi, just happens to be where Mississippi State University is, are going to Ole Miss.
I mean, it's...
What is your theory?
It's not really much of a theory. It's just my thoughts.
Just say it.
Yeah, I mean, there's three parts to this. One, many kids don't, you know, I mean, they kind of want to leave. I kind of, you know, went 10 hours away from where I live. Most people don't go to college in their hometown. It just doesn't really happen that often. So that's one part to it. That's the most surface level, whatever, you know, not digging deep. Two, Ole Miss has beat Bama twice. We have not beat Bama under Mullen whatsoever.
I don't think Bama has anything to do with it. I have a theory.
Just listen. Just because that shows that Ole Miss has that upward mobility in terms of conference play. We kind of have hit a ceiling.
I have an answer.
And then the third part is they've won the Egg twice in a row now.
Oh, shut up, money.
Are you an MSU Mafia member?
Ethan, no, I'm not an MSU Mafia member, but it's been publicly announced that Ole Miss pays people.
Yeah,
Notice of allegations have been released. What do you mean, am I an MSU Mafia member? You think that
there's definitely money going involved, but I was going more than just that. But
the large dog, Mr. V. Well, Hunter Renfro get called up. Run for Lewis. Typos, man.
Will Hunter Renfro get called up before September 1st?
Doesn't seem like it, even though he's rocking it down with the Chihuahuas in El Paso.
He's with the Padres organization, right?
Yes. He's with the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Yeah, I know where he is right now. I just trying to make sure that they're with the Padres.
Another run for Lewis for letting me express my feelings on Ole Miss recruiting.
I don't know much about the Padres as a whole, but I would think that they could use another bat, another really powerful bat, but so be it.
Okay. Next up, Lewis, I'm 29 years old and just found out there's a new Ice Age movie coming out. Is it bad that I got very pumped about this? No. It's like Finding Dory.
I didn't like Finding Dory.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I didn't like Finding Nemo, so
what?
I'm not going to see Finding Dory.
I'm hanging up on you. I'm doing the show solo. I'm doing the show solo. That was ridiculous. Oh, my God. You are the Antichrist.
Did you know that because of Finding Nemo and, you know, the whole plot behind Finding Nemo is humans are awful for taking fish and such, clownfish specifically?
I don't think that's the message, but it...
It goes on that because of that movie, there was a spike in clownfish poaching to where there have been many localized extinctions.
Holy crap.
And then because of Finding Dory, they're predicting that same sort of trend. And it's just awful for ecosystems.
I hate you and your environment crap. Lewis gets 5 runs.
I don't care.
125 to 123, Lewis. If Mr. V asks, if at MSU Lewis and I keep asking questions, will this become a 2-hour podcast? It's currently 33 minutes long and Lewis gets another run. But Mr. V gets one too, so no run for Lewis. 125-123 is the score. No. And Corbin, you said the correct answer.
No, he's replying to someone else.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. Corbin, we need a name to call ourselves. Me, KT Vanderlip, and MSU Lewis. What can we be? the Animaniacs.
You suck.
Well, there's three Animaniacs, and there's three of them.
You said that you don't like Finding Nemo, and then you just went on some environment tangent, so I'm not respecting anything you say for the rest of the show.
That's fine.
Let me guess, Toy Story did something wrong with the environment?
Corbin, favorite wrestler to date?
I don't watch wrestling, but I like Ric Flair for some reason. Because I like going woo.
Fair enough.
You?
I don't really watch wrestling, but one time I watched it at like 3 in the morning on a Spanish channel, so it was all like Spanish WWE.
That reminds me, have you seen the Icelandic soccer call?
No.
Oh my god. I am sending
I'll watch it after this. Yeah.
You haven't seen it?
No.
You're watching it. You're lit.
Oh.
What?
The large dog replied to Corbin twice.
Uh-huh.
The first answer to the, what should we call ourselves, is the Three Amigos.
No, I like that. Chevy Chase, Martin Short, and was it Steve Martin?
I believe so. And then the second answer being the only listeners.
Lewis gets 5 runs. 130 to 123, Lewis. Ethan, you're watching this on the show. So Iceland won a soccer match today, and
hey, Lewis replied to the only listener's comment saying that he likes that.
Lewis gets another run.
Lewis likes the only listener's comment.
Mr. V gets 10 runs. Except Mr. V created it, so no runs for either of you. 130 to 123, Lewis.
No, hey, we've got to answer questions.
No, watch this first. It's only 30 seconds. So Iceland won a soccer match today. And this is audio, what I'm about to send you, Ethan,
You didn't even send it to me.
Of the announcer.
Why didn't you just send it? Nope, here it is.
Just listen. This is like David Kellum on steroids.
What is this? What? That was terrifying.
I don't know when David Kellum became the Icelandic commentator.
So, back to questions.
Daniel! I'm not... Mr. V gets 7 runs.
Daniel, since you're still in high school, are hickeys still a big thing like when I was in high school?
I don't even know. Because I have no life.
You go to an all-boys school.
I do go to an all-boys school. Because...
We're not going there.
130 to 130 is the score. It's tied up.
I will say this, that I have seen, hickeys on several classmates before. Just because, college and stuff. So, there you go.
J-Dog. Number one, why is Ethan terrible? J-Dog gets 80 runs. J-Dog has entered the competition.
What?
J-Dog.
Why is
80.
Daniel terrible, but not as terrible as Ethan?
That second part I really liked. So 50 runs. It's 130 everyone.
Why is Lewis terrible?
No runs for anyone.
Why is Corbin terrible?
A pity run for Lewis.
Why is your blog terrible? Why is your podcast terrible?
J-Dog loses all of his runs.
Why are all the questions you get asked terrible? And then why are Tevas terrible?
He has a point.
I don't care. It goes back to number 7 about why are all the questions we get asked terrible.
Lewis, the hell is a Tevas?
Tevas. They're sandals.
Yeah. It's 131 to 131 is the score. Corbin asks, bath or shower? That's personal information.
I shower.
I do too.
Yeah.
Lewis, in my house, I just have one bathroom. I don't have a bathtub, just a shower. Just a shower. Is this weird? I just have a shower in my bathroom.
Yeah.
It's more fancy, in my opinion.
Should we tweet everyone we follow and try to get them to send in questions tonight?
Too late.
That would have been a lot of questions.
I'm glad you didn't. Mr. V gets a run for this. What do we call at Lee, the J, you, and me? Daniel Black.
Yeah.
Cactus Lee and the Podfather. I'm the Podfather.
Are you related to Podcat?
We're not getting into that. Mr. V gets a run for that. Mr. V has a 132-131 lead.
Okay.
Are there any others? Yes. Lewis, why do State fans marry Ole Miss fans? How wrong is this, and would you do it? Ole Miss, I'm going to give Ole Miss fan, I'm going to give Ole Miss a call with this. Their girls are hot.
I have a friend from high school that actually went there.
Is she hot?
She's pretty attractive, yeah.
That's why.
Let's see, Justin Strong.
Oh, wow! I mean, he married an Ole Miss girl.
Yeah.
Oh, Lewis asked a question. Oh, are you just listing people that married Ole Miss girls?
Yeah, I was
Matt Wyatt.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, I do remember reading something about that.
She was
that.
The homecoming queen at Ole Miss, too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know anyone personally.
Steve Agustinelli of SixPackSpeak.com.
Yeah. There you go.
I'd say yeah.
That happens.
Answer, they're hot.
They do have very attractive women.
Oh, Lewis. If you could live in any other country, which one would it be? Ethan has visited like 5,000 countries. So he would
I don't
know.
Think there are 5,000 countries.
You're all environmental. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think of like where I've considered moving to Canada, to Vancouver.
Okay. Yeah. I have an answer.
Buying a houseboat and moving to Vancouver.
I have an answer.
Yeah.
But first, Ethan, you're not going to be able to hear this.
I'm not going to be able to hear this?
Because I don't have my phone on me, and that's what I usually play. But I'm about to start playing God Bless America, because the answer is I don't have another country because of America. There's an ad going on for Head and Shoulders that I'm...
Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
So I'm going to play God Bless the USA. There's another ad for...
Lee Greenwood?
Yeah.
There you go.
I know that Born in the USA will have an ad too. So the answer is, or so I'm just going to start playing the national anthem.
It's probably going to have an ad.
Yep. Why does the national anthem have an ad?
Let's see.
I'm going to play. Here it is. Oh, here we go. 2, 1. America. It's playing.
See, all I can hear is you just calling.
I know.
It's really awkward.
America. That's your answer, Lewis.
Cool.
Lewis gets a run because that is played the national anthem, so it's one.
The large dog.
It's 132 all. Does he have another question?
This is the only podcast I listen to. Does that mean I'm dedicated or stuck in a crappy limited data plan? Let's go with dedicated.
Yeah. Here we go. I love you for this, Mr. V. And I hate you for it as well. Does that D-Black97's disbursement of runs make you think of the USGA? Mr. V, it's golf rant time.
Just let me know when this is done, too.
The fact that you're comparing me to the United States Golf Association after what they did during the U.S. Open sickens me. It makes me angry. Ethan. I'm bringing you to this. Ethan.
Yeah?
Do you know what I am speaking of in terms of the USGA?
Yeah.
What happened?
Dustin Johnson was gypped.
Not entirely, but yes.
I mean, it almost cost him.
Yeah. He was penalized. So, what happened, for those who don't know, is that Dustin Johnson on the fifth green was having about a seven, maybe, I don't even remember how long the par putt was, but it was a par, but he missed a very short birdie putt on five, and then he had about, maybe, I guess, 3 or 4 feet back par, and his ball moved. And according to the USGA rulebook, if your ball moves and you did not hit it, it is not a penalty. So he brings the rules official over, says, my ball moved. He asks him, did you move it? I did not cause the ball to move. Okay. According to the USGA rulebook, if there is an official on hand and says you're okay to continue playing and not replace the ball, that is the final decision. On the 12th tee, Dustin Johnson is informed that the USGA will be reviewing the penalty. They are not going to tell him mid-round whether he was given a penalty or not. They were going to tell him after the round. Ethan, that is like during the Super Bowl. Because this is sort of, I mean, the Masters and the U.S. Open, the British Open, the PGA Championships are the four Super Bowls of golf.
You can't have four Super Bowls.
You know what makes golf great? Because we do.
There's only one.
It's a comparison.
You're a dumb comparison.
So, this is like in the Super Bowl. There's a catch. It's like a Dez Bryant situation. There's a Dez Bryant situation.
Where he didn't catch.
No, the ruling doesn't matter right now. Let's just say it's a Dez Bryant situation, and they say it's a touchdown. And this is like in the second quarter. But then in the fourth quarter, they tell the Cowboys, hey, and once again, this is the Super Bowl. I know the Cowboys probably won't make it to the Super Bowl for a long time, but let's just pretend for a second.
If ever.
So they announce in the fourth quarter, they tell the Cowboys, hey, we are going to be reviewing that touchdown, but we're not going to tell you if it's a touchdown or not until after the game's over. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, obviously there's arguments on whether DJ, Dustin Johnson, caused the ball to move or not. I don't believe so. Because Dustin Johnson never grounded his club. Sure, he touched the ground to the side of the ball, but then he lifted it up and was about to ground it, didn't sort of put about a fourth of the putter head in the line of the ball, didn't touch the ball, didn't touch the ground. But the thing is, the ball moved backwards. There is no way that Dustin Johnson could have caused the ball to move backwards. He didn't cause it, which means there shouldn't be a penalty. And the fact that the USGA had a rules official on hand that said, hey, you can keep playing, it's not a penalty, and then they decided to review it, is against the USGA rulebook. The USGA broke USGA rules. Whereas in this situation, when I give out runs, there are no rules. So, no.
Oh, cool. Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. Those are the questions.
Nope. How many Twitter notifications are lit up on your phones right now?
A lot.
I turn notifications off for Twitter.
Yeah.
Just because running this account, and then my account, and then the whole blog account, kind of get a lot of notifications there. Yeah. So.
That's it.
Yeah.
You don't know what the final. You want to know what the final score is?
Tied.
132-132. Y'all are both, Mr. V and Lewis are both the best fans of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. All of that for that kind of ruling. Yes, we just wasted your precious time, and that's what I was planning on all along.
You're
that's
welcome.
That's right. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
That'll do it for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. Ethan Lee, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, no, not really. Join us back in August when we start this back.
On our next show will be August. Something will happen.
We'll start previewing the season.
So yeah, that'll end season one of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. We've gone through an entire athletic season.
Yeah.
We are going to be turning a year old come August.
Yup. We've been doing this for a little while. What show is this?
This is the 79th.
Yeah. Nice plus 10.
So, for those who have listened, have been loyal listeners throughout season one from the Podcast Holes, season two will even be better. And you know what? I'm just going to spoil it for you. Get ready for a new intro. And get ready for an outro. That's right. Outro is coming to boom the Podcast Holes.
It's about time.
So until then, thank you all for listening, and remember to be hashtag...
Very quality.
No. You screwed it up.
Very quality.
Oh my god, you screwed it up.
You're welcome.
Know what you're supposed to say. Say it.
Very quality.
Yes. Not a douchebag on Twitter is what he was supposed to say, and then I'm supposed to say very quality. Screwed it up.